My name's Ken Walpole. I was born at the end of the war in London, and like many other families, my parents decided to get out of London after the war and move to the coast. And we left East London in 1951 and went to Canvey Island. We went there and rented a bungalow, one of these so-called Plotlands bungalows there, and stayed there for a year, which I remember as a very happy year, and I went to school there. And then we moved to Hadley, which is quite close by. And I guess between about the ages of 8 to about 12 or 13, in the school holidays, playing around Hadley Castle was what I and my schoolmates did. And it became a bit of a kind of Arcadian land for us. So I've always had a special attachment to that particular piece of coastal landscape. So though, of course, I've been back living in London for the last 40 years, I've always retained this affection for Essex, and particularly the coastline. And in the last couple of decades, I suppose, I've been rather annoyed at the bad image that Essex has generated. I remember a long piece in Country Life about 7 years ago, which talked about the different counties of England and gave them points out of 10 for landscape value, and it gave Essex no points out of 10 for landscape quality. But actually, I do find the coastline of Essex very beautiful in many places. It has wonderful estuaries. It has five major rivers kind of coming through the landscape. And so in 2005, working with a photographer called Jason Alton, we literally walked cycles and very occasionally drove. But we did the whole 350 miles of the coastline and did a book about it, which is called 350 Miles, An Essex Journey. I think it's a very good walk, but both for the starter and the experienced walker. And you get the advantage of having two very distinctive landscapes on either side of you. One, you've got Hadley Downs and the Hadley Castle, which is a kind of agrarian landscape, lots of sheep and cattle and wildlife. And on the other side, you've got these wonderful marshlands and tidal estuary landscapes and the River Thames beyond.